So whether you're really happy today or sad today, whether you feel like your life is a success or a failure, it's not whether it's really success or a failure, it's just what you communicate. And what you communicate with certainty, you believe. And since you believe it, you feel it. And whatever you feel, that's your life. Nothing in life has any meaning except the meaning I give it. Nothing in life has any meaning except the meaning I give it. What does that mean? It means, well, one person has an experience and they say, what does this mean? They communicate to themselves, this means God hates me and my life is over because he's obviously punishing me. Someone else has the exact same experience and they go, what does this mean? And their brain says, what this means is God is challenging me to reach down deep and find out who I really am so I can do something even greater. What's the difference? The difference is one person is suicidal and the other person is driven and excited. What's the difference? Communication to oneself. There is not a single skill in your lifetime that will be more important for you to master. And there are very few people that really master it. But anyone can. It's just not the primary focus because we're busy doing other stuff, thinking that if we do enough of this other stuff, we'll finally feel good. But we don't change the way we communicate, so now we reach for a drug to make ourselves feel good because we don't know any other way. Then we get smart and go, that's not going to work. So then a doctor who really cares and means well says, we'll help you feel better. We'll give you another drug. That seems like a natural transition from one drug to another, right? But for some reason, I'm still unhappy because I haven't changed the way I communicated myself 100%, a large amount, but not 100%. And because I haven't changed that, I still don't have the final change I'm after. The only change that will have an impact is changing your communication. And that means changing what things mean. Because here's what all the achievers of the world try to do. All of us in this room, most of you, I would say, are probably strong achievers. Most of you had to be an achiever to get here, for God's sakes. So the bottom line is, most achievers try to control events. And most achievers are pretty good at controlling a lot of events. What's happening around them, their environment, what's going on. But all achievers run into places where they can't control those events and it freaks them out. You can't control all events. You just can't. You can't control your father passing away. That's not something you control. You'd love to, but you can't. Here's what you can always control, what things mean. And when you control the meaning of something, you control the key and the secret to life itself, at least the quality of life that you want. But if you don't control this and you keep focusing on this, you got no future. Because there's going to be a lot of these you don't like. But you know what? Even ones you don't like, you can find an empowering meaning for. And that's when life works. That's all it takes. And that all comes down to communicating well with yourself. I mean, I'll give you an example. Look at a guy like John Belushi. This guy was beloved by millions and millions of people. And you know what? He achieved all his goals. He wanted to be funny as heck. He wanted to be a national television star. He wanted to appear and play on Broadway. He wanted to be in movies. He wanted to play music. He did all the above. He wanted everybody to love him. He got tons of people to love him. He wanted to have a great wife. He did that too. Now, was this guy successful? Yes or no? No, he's dead. That's called failure. Not being negative towards his name. I thought he was a great guy, but you got to call a spade a spade. This guy was great at communicating to whom? Everyone but his. So he felt torn up inside, so he turned to drugs as a way to try and change the way he felt because he didn't change the way he communicated to himself. So now a great talent, a great spirit is gone.